This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Trump administration paused $175 million in federal funding to the University of Pennsylvania over its inclusion of transgender athletes in women's sports. Fox Business exclusively reported this on Wednesday morning. The Ivy League university now stands to risk losing all of its federal funding amidst an investigation into potential Title IX violations. With us now to provide firsthand insight into the implications of this decision and the ongoing Title IX investigation is Paula Scanlon. She's a former UPenn swimmer, a former teammate of transgender male swimmer Leah Thomas. You'll remember him. He is the one who was a mediocre swimmer on the men's team until he decided to switch and pretend to be a female and then ended up winning a women's championship. She is an outspoken advocate for women's sports. Paula, appreciate you joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Absolutely. A pleasure to be on with you this evening.
So, Paula, the administration paused almost $200 million in federal funding to UPenn and a number of other schools, some of which have already caved. I saw the University of Maine has already kind of caved on this. What does this mean moving forward? I guess it's what you have to say, follow the Benjamins, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think really what this comes down to, though, is that the Trump administration is really just sending the message enough is enough. And I'm beyond grateful for them. I mean, the change in pace that we've seen from what we saw the 4 years prior to this is, I mean, night and day, truly. But again, I think that ultimately it is the only way to really send that message. These people don't respond to anything other than money. These universities are hemorrhaging money. It's so expensive to go to college. It is wise to hit them by pulling funding, by saying, hey, yeah, we are going to pull your federal funding. And no, you can't allow men in women's sports. You can't disobey this executive order. And again, I hope to see the Trump administration continue to do even more of this.
It's sad that they're having to go to this extreme, to this extent, in order to get them to actually do the right thing, because this really shouldn't be about funding. It should be about fairness. But these schools, if they're not going to comply, I guess ultimately you have to hit them where it hurts.
Definitely. And I mean, this entire issue is really just so sad that the universities are really doubled down on this. And a lot of people say, oh, well, the University of Pennsylvania, in their formal statement, they said, oh, well, we were just following the NCAA guidelines. And sure, you know, you can try to make that argument, you can try to blame somebody else, but what I know from my experience at the University of Pennsylvania is they were propping up Leah Thomas. They were posting on their social media accounts about him. They were highlighting his accomplishments. And on top of all of that, they nominated him for NCAA Woman of the Year. These universities stood by this. They were not just, oh, we were following the rules in the NCAA. They loved this. They were the ones who brewed this ideology that made everyone try to believe that men could be women and women could be men and no one knows what a man is and no one knows what a woman is. And again, I think that they deserve to hurt from that. And to be honest, the $175 million, well, it's a great first step. The total endowment of the University of Pennsylvania is over $22 billion. I mean, it's really even a small drop in the bucket of the endowment and all the money that they're spending. So, again, I mean, they are the problem here, and I think that they deserve to be completely restructured and sent to the ground and try again and start it all over.
We're talking with former UPenn swimmer Paula Scanlon. Paula, a biological boy in California just crushed the girls' triple jump record by, and I'm not exaggerating here, by 8 feet. This is a male who won the long jump and the sprint medley relay on his way to then winning the women's state championship. So this is, it's still happening. Can you tell us a little bit about your personal experience at UPenn? Because you were, you know, I've talked to Riley Gaines. We've had her on the show a number of times, and I absolutely love Riley. But you were actually a teammate of Leah Thomas, and you know, it was one thing for Riley. You had to endure the one experience with him. You had to endure this for an entire season, correct?
Yeah, and in fact, we actually originally found out about Thomas joining our team back in 2019. And so, you know, I told the story to my friends and family. Many describe it as a slow-moving train wreck. And again, we thought for so long, again, we were announced to it that he had to wait a little bit before he could join the women's team formally, and then COVID delayed it even more. I truly believed in these institutions. I believed the University of Pennsylvania would say no. I believed the Ivy League would say no. I believed the NCAA would step up and change their policy. And nobody did. And so in our experience, and I mean, I've talked about this in great length and even on this show, but the university told us if we objected to this male athlete being on our team and being in our locker room, and by the way, this is not once or twice, it was 18 times per week we were on the team, they were forcing us to undress with this man, fully grown, fully intact male. And they told us that we were the problem. They said you'd never be able to find a job. They said we were bigoted, we were hateful. They even called us racist. And they also told us, and the last thing, which was so scary, is they said, if you still have a problem, please seek help. Here is the number for psychological services. And they told us to go make an appointment with the on-campus counselor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I mean, that's, and you've told me that before, and I still find that hard to believe that you were the ones that were supposed to seek counseling as opposed to this male who's pretending to be something he's not. It's just, it's unfathomable. I'm so glad that we finally have an administration that's standing up to this nonsense. Do you think, I mean, are we finally at a point now where we've passed the Rubicon, where we're finally starting to see actions from an administration, maybe legal precedent being set to put an end to this nonsense?
You know, I hope so, and I think that this issue, and I you know, having dealt with this issue for many, many years now, I think when we first started talking about this, it wasn't as popular. I think even maybe when the first time I came on this show, probably about 2 years ago, it was less popular. It was less mainstream. There was less awareness to this. It was less commonplace happening across the country, and I think we really now are in the time and place where This is, majority of people agree with this. Even the New York Times did polling. 79% of Americans agree that this issue is wrong, right? They agree that it's wrong that Leah Thomas is on our team. But what's more interesting about that poll is in that same study, it's 67% of Democrats. 67% of people who probably voted for Kamala Harris don't believe in this. And so I think that's really shown us where the tide is. And I do think ultimately lawsuits will need to win out. I'm disappointed that the Senate wasn't able to pass this. I mean, none of the Democrats voted over, which is wild, again, giving 67% of Democrats don't even agree. But I think we really have changed the culture with this issue. I think it's commonplace to talk about now. And again, the majority of Americans are on our side. So when this is taken to the courts, hopefully we will start to see some wins.
So let me, and I know I've got to let you run, but let me kind of come off of that. You gave over 70% of Americans, 69% of Democrats, and yet I sent you the link to the City of Wichita story where the City of Wichita just last week voted for the first time to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility. You know, why are cities in a red state still doing this when these issues are so unpopular with voters?
See, that's the problem with the Democrats and why they've all, you know, why they lost in this past election, why I think the main reason they did lose is that they're being held hostage by this small minority group of people that are very, very loud, right? So what I just said, 67% of Democrats in polling don't believe in this, but 100% of Senate Democrats didn't vote that way, 100% of them. And if you look at the House of Representatives, only two Democrats came over, and over 200 Democrats still said, yeah, it's fine, let the boys play the girls' sports. So I think that they need to figure that out. I think that's what we're seeing, is that there's a huge disconnect between these representatives. And again, not even just on the federal level, but yeah, like what you're saying, I mean, we're seeing those votes happen also at state legislatures. And I think what you guys are seeing locally is probably that case where there's someone really loud in the community that really wants this. Yep. And they don't know how to say no, and they've based their entire platform on identity politics. And unfortunately, it's the reason that they're going to keep losing if they continue to stick by this.
Yeah, that's it. It's loud. It's a very fringe, very small minority, but you're right. It's a loud minority. Paula, I appreciate you. If folks want to connect with you, I know I follow you on X. They can find you at Paula Y. Scanlan, and that's S-C-A-N-L-A-N, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I post updates there.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.